Let me just get this out of the way. If I get this out of the way, I can go on to the things that are really important and I'll feel better about it. I'm talking about Halloween. And I'm only saying this because I've seen this so many times already today. With the so-called holiday upon us, it's time for another one of those Jim Rohn PSAs. And this is not one that I've done before. I've let it slide up until now, but I've had enough. I've never really had anything to say about this until right now. And I've wanted to, I just haven't. But memo to all of America, Halloween is cool. Halloween is fun. But Halloween is for kids. It's not for adults. Period. Without qualification. There's no exceptions to that rule. There is no gray area. Halloween is for kids. Now, if you're sitting at your desk right now, and you're sitting in a Batman costume, you're not going to like this. This is going to be one of those moments where, yeah, I love the show, I love the show, I love the show. Hey, Rome, I listen to the show every day for 5 years until you got off on costumes, so screw you, I'm never listening ever again. And you've all had that. Pool guy, darts guy, soccer playing guy, softball guy, you've all had that moment. Chiropractor guy. Hey, yo, I love the show. Best show ever. Until you said what you said about darts guy, and now I'm never listening ever again. Bowling guy. Yeah, I got a 210 average. Yeah, I can bench my own weight. Yeah, I've never smoked. Yeah. Come to the bowling alley. I'll beat your ass up and down the lane. Yeah, whatever, bowling guy. If you're sitting at your desk right now in a Halloween or in a Batman costume, you're going to go to that list of guys that used to love the show but no longer will. And that's always one of my favorite takes. You love the show and you listen to it every single day for 7 years until I finally got around to something you liked and now you hate it and you'll never listen ever again? It's all funny until I'm talking about you, Batman guy. And believe me, I do a show every single day, some 51 weeks out of the year. All right, 46. Eventually, I'm going to get to you, Batman guy. Listen, the night is for kids. As a little kid, this is the, and I know because I have two little kids now, it's the sugar high pinnacle of fall. So it's okay to go overboard like kids do and get jazzed out today. They're kids. You remember the drill when you were a kid? You plan out your gear for weeks. You map out the route in the neighborhood. You know, who gives out pennies? Bad. Who gives out popcorn balls? Almost as bad. Who gives out the full-size candy bars? Get that one first. And dentist lobbies aside, it's all fine because you are a kid. So along with Christmas and your birthday, that is your day if you're a kid. But as an adult, there is no reason to celebrate this day. What I don't need is for adults to come to work all suited up and weirded out. If you want to suit up and weird out at home as you pass out candy, fine. But I don't need to run into the bank to pay my mortgage and see some teller slap caked up as Dracula. Not funny. Not cool. I don't need my gas station guy that I'm giving the money to wearing a cape. I get it, bro. You really are Superman. And you choose to fight crime by working at the gas and sip. Sweet. I'll break my 20. I've got a real job. There's a name for adults who wear masks to work. Losers. Bank robbers. Grow up. Let it go. It's not cool. And no, you're not just having fun. There's some things that you can't do at work. Actually, two things that you can't do at work. One, cry. I've never understood people who cry at work. You can't cry at work. You cannot cry at work. You just can't. Two, suit up and weird out. You can't do that either. And you're not just having fun. I guarantee it. You may think you're having fun as you sit at your desk all caked up in Dracula gear. I guarantee you, though, nobody where you work thinks that's cool. And I don't care where you live or where you work, trust me. Nobody thinks that's cool except maybe one of the other losers in Batman gear. And believe me, you don't want his approval. Nobody is going to go home at night and think, wow, damn, Bob in sales had this epic Frankenstein costume working. I'd like to get to know that guy better. I think we should socialize with Bob in the Frankenstein outfit. I think I'll get that guy out for a drink. I'd like to meet his wife. You know what they're thinking more likely? Bob from sales is a freak. I'm going to keep my eye on that guy because clearly there's something wrong with him. And let me tell you something else. Why else would a grown man show up to work, no less, in a Frankenstein outfit? And I'll tell you something else that you probably haven't factored in, and I'm here to help. Don't take it personally. Your value as an employee is drastically diminished when you come to work in that Batman outfit. No one takes the guy in the hockey uniform as the next CEO. Have fun with your kids. Do what you want to do in the privacy of your own home, but keep it out of the workplace. Nobody wants to see it. Nobody thinks it's fresh. You're an adult. I'm not telling you not to have fun with the kids and get behind it. I'm doing it. But I'll tell you what. As God is my witness, I am not sitting in this studio right now in Batman gear. Or Frankenstein gear. Or Dracula gear. Look, I don't want to rub anybody the wrong way or get on the wrong side of any of my loyal listeners. But if you're sitting at work in a Halloween costume, and I'm going to be careful how I say this, I do not want to bite the hand that feeds, nor do I want to get on the wrong side of any loyal listeners or have any one of those, you know, I used to love you, Rome, for 7 years, but I'm never listening again moments. But, and I'm going to be very careful how I say this, even politically correct, if you are sitting at your desk, at work, pulling a paycheck, listening to me in a costume, you are a loser. You can't cry at work, and you can't dress up for Halloween at work. I know it hurts, and I know you hate it, but I'm actually helping you. Trust me. What you need to do, if you're geared up in a costume right now, march right into your boss's office, quit, get another job, never do it again, and then your coworkers will not disrespect you for it. You need to start all over. It's almost like you need a witness protection program. You need to move to a new neighborhood, get a new job, let your kids get new friends, enroll them in new schools, pretend it never happened. And then, to make sure you get on the right side of people, crack everybody who's doing what you just did that never happened. I'm here to help. All right. Now that I got that out of the way, I can get back to talking about sports and things that matter. I just had to get that out of the way. It was just bothering me. I've been keeping that inside for about the last 8 or 9 years. And now that I said it, I'm glad I did. And trust me, you're better for it. And to the 14 or 15 people that I just lost that will never listen ever again, thanks for the memories. It's been nice knowing you. 8 of you will be back when you admit your wrongdoing. It was worth it.